Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And we have our guest today is Sunshine Frost. Are you there, Sunshine?
Absolutely. Hello, everybody.
You know, it's funny. I was going to tell you this story. About before the show, one of the callers that we're going to have on is a 310 area code. Well, right before the show, I screened all the calls. I see all the calls. So I saw this one person. She'll be on soon. And she had a 310 area code. And without looking over the number, I thought, oh, okay, Barbara. So I put Barbara, this person on, and I'm talking to her for about 2 minutes, not even realizing that it isn't Barbara that I'm speaking with.
Oh, no.
So I asked her, I said, how are you doing? And she goes, oh, well, you know, just talking. And I'm not going to say what it was, but I mean, it's like realizing that, you know, there was some information that she was giving out that doesn't exactly match with Barbara. And I realized that when the voice changed, it was like, oh, my God, this is embarrassing. I thought she was Barbara for about 2 minutes just because of her phone number.
God,
so,
you know what? I know what happened. You probably just started talking without even listening to one little word this person was saying. Oh, then what did she say? Hey, I'm
she
not.
She understood. I apologize profusely, as I always do. But it was just one of those things. I mean, it's like, oh, God. I mean,
must
you know.
Shock you. Shock your system. Oh, Johnny. Okay, good. Well, that's funny. And I'm wondering who it is. So we'll be hearing from her, huh? She has a question
you will.
For
you'll
Sunshine
be
Frost.
Her soon. She's not our first caller, but you'll be hearing from her soon. And
okay, let me do a little shout out. Hold on. Because okay. Sunshine Frost here, she is our psychic medium extraordinaire today, and she needs only two things, callers, so listen up. She needs your age and your sign, your astrological sign. Isn't that correct, Sunshine?
Yes, it is.
Do you need anything else? Do you need their name?
No. Yeah, nope. Usually I use their name. It's because of the way I do the live readings, Barb. So I read for hundreds of people at one time in a large group, and I do it through only a message. I don't even see their face. I don't know anything about them. I simply see their question. I have hundreds of other questions. So I always ask their age and their sign. I'm not an astrologer, but it helps me to get their energy signature and separate it from other people.
Oh, yeah, well, it totally makes sense. I like it, and I also like how you use their sign, because everybody can find out a lot about a person just with that beginning information right there.
Yeah, I used to not ask for the astrological sign. I'm not an astrologer, but many times we have, like, multiple Barbaras on or multiple Jennifers, multiple Monicas. So one may be, you know, a Leo, one may be a Libra. It just really helps me to find their energy signature.
I understand. Plus, it makes the actual caller, the person, feel kind of special. When people ask me my sign, I always feel, cool, okay, you want to know my sign, huh? I don't know what it is, but it's something a little extra.
Well, you definitely exemplify the characteristics of a lioness. So the Leo is a perfect fit for you.
Thank you. I love being a Leo. It seems like everybody who is a Leo loves being one.
Yeah, I think that's about accurate. That feels good.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think everybody pretty much likes their sign. I think everybody owns it to a degree.
How about a Cancer? I don't like saying that word, Cancer.
Cancers know that they're cancers. They know they're sensitive. They know they can clam up. They know they can go in their shell. Cancers are very
sweet.
They get
along with Leo. Did you know that?
Yeah,
they really get along.
Yeah.
Well, also,
I'm married to a fire sign.
Fire sign.
Well, what I was going to say is that one time I was talking to a psychic on the show, And I told her, I said, well, my birthday's May 28th. And she goes, oh, you little Gemini, you. No wonder you're in radio. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Social butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
Something. Johnny, if he had his way, he'd be on the phone all day long. He never gets tired of talking to people. He loves people.
Okay.
So Barb and I were
Barb
and I were just talking about having lunch because we happen to be on the West Coast side of the country, whereas Johnny's on the East Coast side of the country.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. You're going to come down, do some promotional photos for things going on in your life and business, and you're going to come down to Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, Balboa Island. It's so gorgeous down here, and I really look forward to seeing you in person, Sunshine.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I think I'm going to do a session for you when I'm there in person, which I don't do a lot. Yeah, it's a lot to do an in-person session. It's a lot.
Wow. Are you going to have enough energy? You're going to be shooting, having a fantastic lunch with me, and reading me. Wow. It's going to be a day.
Yeah. You know, it's a natural process for me. They call me the natural because it's just a natural gift. I don't use cards, divination of any kind, and I never have, and I don't plan on starting. So it's just a natural gift. Once I open it up, I'm able to do a beautiful intuitive reading with people. So, yeah, they're pretty special in person, but I want to save one for you, Barbara.
Oh, right. Thanks so much.
Okay,
wow,
so are you ready for this first caller?
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to let everybody know how they could find me real quickly. You can find me on TikTok at Psychic Boss and at Spirit Doctor Sunshine Frost. You can go to my YouTube channel, Sunshine Frost. And I go on nightly around 7 p.m. I do live messages. I also work on cold cases. So if you have a case that has not been solved or has been solved, but you have questions about that, then I do a lot of work on those for free on TikTok in front of a live audience. So, yeah.
I have one. Okay, I have one. I'm going to go on your TikTok deal and do that because mom's uncle was killed and murdered and nobody even ever got answers about it, ever.
So the only stipulation is that they need to be a direct relative or married or a child of the person that's missing, like, for instance, or not missing, but, you know, has gone missing or is a cold case. So I don't like to do murder cases or missing persons where I'm the one that has to tell the family the person is gone. But if they already know, meaning there's evidence the person has already transitioned, then yes, I love to help people solve these cases. Kimberly Moreau case, the Green River Killer case. I've worked with Columbine. I've worked with Sandy Hook families. So I've gotten to do a lot of beautiful casework that was completely free.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for clarifying that. Okay, so it's missing people. It's not murder cases.
It's murder cases where there's questions about how it happened. A lot of times people go missing. I have helped in body recoveries. I don't do a lot of those, but yes, I do them. But cases where they know the person has been killed, but they don't know who did it. So it's kind of like what we call murder mystery mediumship.
Oh, so mine does fall into that category.
Yes.
Although, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Good. Just go missing. Did he go missing, and do you know if he was ever found, or are you just looking for him?
No, he was murdered, and nobody knows who did it.
That's the cases I work on. I do not ever want to be the one to tell a family that a family member is actually transitioned, but if I can pick up on their energy as a medium, which I'm a very strong medium, I was named People's Choice Award for 2022's Best Virtual Medium.
Wow.
So, yeah, I got a People's Choice Award for 47,000 cases completed with
That's a
99%. Yeah, definitely. So I'm super excited. Thank you, Johnny.
Hold on, Johnny. Did you go to the awards banquet? I've been to the People's Choice Awards red carpet. That's a big deal. That is a huge deal. Wow.
Yeah, I got
Did
best virtual media. And I have 164 reviews posted. So I'm a virtual meeting, meaning you don't have to meet with me in person for me to be able to accurately locate see and connect to energies of people that have transitioned as well as family members here. So it's very
okay.
It's very
best in 2022 People's Choice virtual best virtual medium. Psychic medium. Wow, everybody,
yeah.
Look who you have here on Life, Laughter, Happiness. Awesome. Okay, well, are you ready for your first the first caller then?
Yeah. Yes, and I do life, intuitive life coaching too. So it doesn't
okay.
just have to be connection to the other side. It can be just life questions as well. A lot of our callers have, like, you know, questions about career, love, relationships, and direction. So that's fine too.
All
okay,
right.
cool.
All right. Our first caller is area code 863. You are live on the air with Psychic Sunshine Frost.
Hi, Sunshine. My name is Julia, and I'm 60, and I'm a Virgo. I got a birthday this Friday.
Oh,
yay!
Cool.
Happy birthday, Julia.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
How can I?
Well, I have a question. I wanted to get your insights around making a move from Florida to Kansas City, ideally before the end of the year.
So, yes, actually, you've been wanting to move from Florida for a little while, and it feels like there's a family pull to this. Do you have two children there, or a son and a daughter-in-law?
I have a daughter, a son-in-law, and a grandbaby. My grandbaby's
okay.
going to be one on the 22nd, another little Virgo.
Yes, because I feel there's two children, so I thought it was the son, but it's the daughter and son-in-law, and then this beautiful, beautiful grandbaby. And this move is actually going to be very good for you. It really is hard to pick up when you've created a life there in Florida, but Florida will always be there, and those memories, you can never get them back. This move is actually a good move, and it makes financial sense as well.
Oh, it's just overwhelming, you know, to be moving when you're
yeah.
60, and I've got my mother here with me, and she's 80, so it's just a lot because it's kind of all falling on me, so I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, and I'm, like, the finding a place and all that has been a little bit of a struggle, so that's kind of I'm feeling.
The only thing I don't see is the timeline as to why you need to do it before the end of the year. That's the timeline. They keep saying your timeline is a bit off.
Well, what it is where I live now, we rent, and the landlord sent us a piece of paper saying that he was going to raise the rent, and at the first of the year, he's
nope.
going to require us to sign a 12-month lease, so that's why it has to be before the end of the year, because otherwise I'll be locked into another year's lease.
Yeah, I mean, this is your guides say the move is the correct move, even though it's difficult. And as a Virgo, I know you kind of want to have a sense of control and you want to have things organized. And changing gears that fast is really stressful and anxiety producing for a Virgo. But this move
mm-hmm.
is actually the right move. It really is. Because there's been times with your mom and you where you don't have any outside help. So having your daughter there in those circumstances is really going to be fantastic in the long run.
Okay. But do you see us finding a place? Because that's
yes,
the big,
I do,
the big challenge.
It's going to take a little more than a month. It's not going to happen right away. It's going to be about a month. I see this happening in late October before the snow falls, but getting up there toward that colder part of the year. And I see that you need to pare down and go ahead and start packing things away and really, not really decluttering, but your mom holds on to stuff more than you do. So you need to just kind of start packing things up slowly instead of doing it all at once.
Okay. Whew. All right. Well, just, you know, is there anything else as far as, you know, like I said, my birthday's Friday, so I didn't know if you picked up on anything kind of like, anything to,
well,
you know.
You have a lot of people around you, a lot. Is your father passed?
You know, I never knew my biological father. I had a stepfather, and yes, he has passed.
Yes, it's not the biological. It's the one that you did know.
Yes, he has passed.
Is your mom dealing with some health issues or recently got over some health issues?
She's dealing with health and recently got over, so yes. Yes and yes.
air around you a lot. There's a lot of support and love for you from the other side, and they're very connected with you right now.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Anxiety. Thank you so much.
It's in your alignment, though, so I would definitely go for it. Just do it slow and steady wins the race.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm so happy that they took my call, so thank you for that, you guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Awesome.
Thank you, Lydia.
Have a great birthday. Don't think about the move during your birthday, right?
Yeah.
Sunshine. Can you give yourself a day to relax from that? The thinking of it is too stressful, even. I just moved.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get there, they like the new view, so.
Oh, cool. That's something to look
for. Nice, nice.
Johnny,
Let her finish.
Thank you so much for calling, and please come back to the show sometime and tell us how it goes.
All right, will do. Thank you, guys, and have a wonderful
night.
Right. I appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay.
So Sunshine, that was Johnny. Hold on. I like to give our psychic guest a little chance to collect herself in between each caller. The callers are fine. They're waiting there. Yes, they are waiting, but they're also listening to the show. Hey, callers in line, I want to let you know, as the host of this show as well, Barbara here, hey, we love you. We are thinking of you. We care about you, and we know you are waiting. But we also have to be careful with our guest psychics. Hi, Sunshine. How are you? How are you? I know you have an abundance of energy, but I kind of like to talk about each caller kind of in between, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's lovely, and I think a lot of people in this part of their life really go through, and it's more happening more now since the pandemic and the downturn and the inflation. We're seeing a lot of boomerang parents. It used to be boomerang kids. They would leave home, go out in the world, get married or go to college and come back to their parents, but now we're actually seeing the baby boomers boomeranging back to their adult children to be near grandkids. And to kind of conserve resources and save money. So I'm seeing, I do a lot of these sessions. I do $99 specials. I get a lot of fixed income. People that are on really want good advice, sound advice with what they should do for the future, whether it's a move, moving in with family. And so I tend to do a lot of those. But for her, this is going to be long-term a great situation.
Okay, that's wonderful because that eases a lot of worry if people are worrying. They tend to do that. They try not to, but it's hard. So you, just by telling her that, I'm sure has made her feel like, oh, okay, I can breathe. It's going to be okay. Yeah, it's going to be hard, but it's going to be okay. So that's wonderful. And that's why I love having psychics. I love that you're going to give me a reading, but just being here today, listening to you help them, it can also help me just by listening and knowing you are on the right path. How wonderful is that? You cannot put a price on that, really.
Yeah, that's the reason why my sessions are called the Soul Path Reading. That's the main session that I do. It's called the Soul Path. And oftentimes in life, I find that we get off of our alignment and we don't really know it, but we can sense things are off track. Relationships aren't going well. Careers are not going well. We're not connecting. We just feel out of sync with where we're living or maybe the career we chose. And we just feel like underneath the surface, we're maybe out of alignment. And that's what that Soul Path. I don't do cards. I can look at someone's Akashic chart and really see what they're here to do. And if what they're doing is out of alignment, we get them back on track, get the train back on the track so they can begin to gain momentum toward what they're really supposed to do while they're here in this beautiful life.
And just hard questions that even younger adults have. Like, what if you break up with somebody, for instance, and your heart is broken, and then all of a sudden they're calling you again and they want to get back together and your mind is saying, no, 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 I am not going back. A, you don't deserve me, you know, whatever, or, you know, B, I'm not interested anymore, or I am, I love you, but it's not, you know, whatever. But
do a lot of those
like that with saying, hey, no, if you do go back, this is what's going to happen. If you don't, you know, this is the right way to go. I mean, how do you really get through to these people when you know for sure what they should do?
So I tell them, I mean, they call me the real deal on TikTok for a reason. I'm very, very real, meaning I'm going to tell you the truth. And the second part of it is I do a love reading. It's literally just for relationships and romance. I coach people if they're repelling relationships. They've been single for a long time and they don't know what is going on. Because as I explained to a lot of men and women, it's not your looks. It's your energy. Your energy precedes you by 10 foot in any direction before anybody physically sees you. So if their energy is still hung up on someone in the past, or they're still grieving, or maybe they're repelling the masculine energy, a lot of women have become very masculine and they're repelling the natural masculine energy. So we move them back into their feminine power. We also do cord cutting to cut out those toxic exes and people that they are draining energy to, and then they really get back on alignment with their love life.
Do love all of that. And wow, you're also known as the real deal on TikTok. Are you doing TikTok tonight?
Yes, I am. I love
okay.
TikTok.
I want to tune in. I mean, it's right when we get done, everybody, so you can just kind of move right over into TikTok. And that's why I said earlier, you have an abundance of energy, Sunshine Frost. And I mean, I admire that. So tell us, because they're going to want to tune in from here to there. Tell us, what do we do? What if we've never done TikTok before? How do we do it?
Okay, it's easy. I got on the ship a little bit late, but guess what? There's always room on the boat. I saw people join TikTok today. They said, well, it's for younger audiences. It's a dance trend. It's really not. That's only one sliver of it. It's like saying a pizza is all cheese. It's not. There's many layers to TikTok. And the great thing about it is it works through hashtags. So you use the number symbol, and you'll put in spiritual talk or Sunshine Frost or the real deal, and my videos will immediately come up. So I go by Spirit Doctor Sunshine Frost. And for TikTok, you just download the app, sign up for it, and it's very simple. It gives you a username. You just pick one, and then you scroll through and find the live. And I will be live, so you go into the room and you can ask questions completely for free. You can talk to me. You can ask my moderators questions. I take live questions on TikTok. I do them both. I have free Fridays and mediumship Mondays. And then I do questions all through the week as well. So we do teachings on Facebook. I do a lot of spiritual teachings completely for free on Facebook at Sunshine Frost Master
okay.
Intuitive. Master Intuitive,
okay.
If you're a Facebooker. We're going to transition you, but yes, I have a Facebook. I do a lot of lives there on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine Frost, Master Intuitive,
do you
and on TikTok.
Have,
so.
Okay. Do you have more than one handle on Facebook? Because I know that sometimes can be confusing to people. So you have a personal one, and then
yes,
people have a fan page. So what do we look
yep.
for? We look for teaching, Sunshine Frost teaching?
Nope. It's Sunshine Frost, Master Intuitive.
Oh, okay. So good. But I'm sure if we just put in Sunshine Frost, it's going to pull up tons of everything.
Well, I have four pages. I have four pages on Facebook. You want the business page. That's where I go live on.
Okay. But I love what you said about the TikTok. Let's go back to TikTok for a second, okay? Because
yeah.
I never knew that, Sunshine. Thank you. Now it all makes sense because if it works through hashtags, how easy is that, everybody? You just put in hashtag Spirit Doctor. You're going to come up. You just put in hashtag The Real Deal. You know, it's so quick.
Yep.
It's so fast. You don't have to have the right URL or anything. I mean, I love it.
Nope.
Now I'm going to get into it more. Thank you. And the Facebook. Yeah, I can always find everything you do there, too, easily. But the TikTok.
Yep, my recorded videos are on Facebook and YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. I have about 164 videos on YouTube right now. If you want to learn about how to spirit contact you, how to know how to be more psychic, how to protect your energy, how to cut the cord, there's a lot of videos on YouTube as well at Sunshine Frost. So
Okay, you know what? Let's get back to that, the core, after we take a caller, if that's okay. But I really want to touch upon cutting the cord, not the cord, the cord, cutting the cord, too, with you. Okay, because I find that so very interesting. All right. Are you ready, Sunshine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Area code 310. You are live on the air with Psychic Sunshine Frost. This is the lady who I mistook for Barbara earlier.
What's that?
Yes,
this
is
who Trump.
Is it? Hi.
Oh, is it the
product
right there?
Yeah, I have to.
Sonny, I cannot hear the caller.
No.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Area code 310.
Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Great. Welcome. You're live. What is your name?
Heard.
Well, actually, my name is Vince, but actually I was calling in because my wife is on hold and she's got a 310 number too, 487. And I just wanted to listen to her because she's got a question for you. You've already been with her.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she's
so
right
if you
here.
Could pick her up, that'd be great.
She's right here.
Okay.
I have her on. It's the same person.
Right.
Her name is Kathy.
Oh, God. I keep getting the wrong people. 310, are you there?
Kathy!
Yes, I am. What's going on?
Hi. Oh,
my goodness.
Perfect. Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm the other Barbara.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
So did you hear me?
I'm you must have been confused.
My name is Kathy. I'm 75, and my sign is Cancer.
So, yeah.
Perfect.
Scan it to J0046. Drop it in the middle, and let the high reach. Don't just drop it.
What? Now, Johnny, you have to mute that other caller.
I did it.
Okay,
I did.
We can hear him. All right. Okay, Sunshine, did you hear Kathy's question?
No, I didn't ask yet.
No question yet.
Yeah.
I mean, her sign. She's a Cancer.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I'm 75. Yeah. I had to put my kitty to sleep in August 27th, a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to know if you see her around me.
So, do you have another cat, Miss Kathy?
I had two others. Yes.
Because there's. Do you have another living cat?
No.
Okay, because there's three cats around you, not just one. So there's three different that are around you, all of them. There's three. One is like a lady cat, and she looks like a little bit of a longer hair, lighter color cat.
Uh-huh.
And that's the one that is definitely around you. So this was a very psychic connection that you had with this cat, and it was quite a long time. And she suffered before she passed. So it's a very, you took excellent care of her, yes.
Yes.
So yes, not just that cat. There's two others as well. Now, she rescued her. How did you rescue her?
Well, I saw her being abused next door. And the man was abusing his daughter as well, and I called authorities, and they moved out and left the cat out in the back. And she just came to our back porch, and I started getting her trust by giving her the I love you blink and feeding her. And she came into our house a few days later, and she's been ours since. She was only 7 months old.
Said they rescued me. And you really did rescue her, so she's rescuing you right back. Now, Miss Kat, do you feel like you can't have any other pets, like she was the one for you and you won't get any more cats?
That's right.
Because I actually see a part of her soul being willing to reincarnate and come back within another kitten.
Our owner said...
Go ahead.
The owner of where we live now said that if we get any other pets, our contract is null and void. So,
yeah, because I feel like that cat was your psychic companion, and it was such a telepathic relationship with this particular cat, and she just thanks you for. So, yes, she's absolutely around you. And for everyone that says pets do not go to heaven,
You were wrong. Pets do go to heaven. I am here to say that very strongly and unequivocally. They do go to heaven.
Yeah. I totally believe that. Yeah, we called her our little angel.
Oh, I feel that too. She feels it also. There's a lot of love there.
And she had these white wings on her back. And yeah, and she looked like an angel. And we called her Patches because she of her coloring and everything. But she was an angel.
What color was she?
She was an American long hair with the white and then the stripe kind of grayish and brown and stuff mixed together and black, you know.
Like tabby.
Not like a tabby. It was more of an American hair dog, long hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up. I love
I saw her very light with long hair.
Yes. She has white on a little bit of her face on the bottom, and then at the top it's the stripe darker, and then on her back was a lot of darker too, and on her stomach was white.
Beautiful. Ooh, well,
beautiful.
Thank you so much for being a good pet parent. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. So are there any messages?
My story, after you get your reading, I have this similar story, but my cat moved away from me when I moved away from my mother's house with the mean, evil stepfather to the neighbors. And I was so happy. It just had a better life over there. And you know what? You were, Kathy, the one that cat came to, you know, to get away from her. I mean, that's a deeper level of relationship with the animal. Wouldn't you say, Sunshine Frost?
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we saved all three of our cats.
Did you get your reading about, do you have a specific question? Do you feel your cat around you? I think that's what she wanted to know, Sunshine.
Yeah, she does,
absolutely.
She already feels it. She's just confirming whether or not her cat with her, and she has three, so it's not just Angel. There's three.
Okay, so the Siamese long hair was our first one, what's that?
It looks like two females and a male.
Yes, the male was a little black kitten. He wasn't quite two weeks old yet. My husband saved him on Venice Boulevard and Motor when we lived in California. We're in New York now. And he was with us till he was 14 years old. And that was a tough one, too. But sometimes I think I see him.
Yeah, it's like a shadow. That tends to be how animals do appear to us, sort of like a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost want to and look, you feel like you feel a brush pass occasionally by the feet or in the energy, almost like a cobweb type of feeling, like a brush of a cobweb, and you look and you're like, I swear shadow or whatever is there, and they're not there, but their energy really is around us.
Yeah.
And his name was Shadow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And her name is Sunshine.
Yes.
Is that funny?
Oh, my gosh, I want to see the cat. You know what?
They're just beautiful.
Would join our Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook group page. It is private. So Johnny and I, we see who requests to join it, then we accept them. And they are people who talk to us on the radio show. I wanted to change it back to public, but you can't. Once you have a Facebook group page that is set private, it will be private all the time. And then I thought, this is better for people like you who want to go to a place where, you know, you've been on the radio. We'll have your link there up to the show. People can comment on it. You can even say thank you to those people. You know, I just get shivers. I want that. So I just don't think I've been actually telling people that we have it. So please, Kathy, will you go to Life, Laughter, Happiness type it in your Facebook, and then request to join our Life, Laughter, Happiness group.
I'm so technologically inept. I can have my husband try to do it. He has the computer. I just have my cell phone, and I'm not.
Okay, that'd be great.
I could have him do it, and
I'm dying to see this cat. Aren't you guys Sunshine?
Oh, yeah.
I am dying to see this cat with the angel wings on.
I have pictures
of
it from the back. Yeah.
I want you to join and post the pictures.
I'll let my husband know.
Thank you.
It was nice of you to call in.
Okay. Well.
Thank you, and
thank you for bringing her off. Thank you.
And
so
I didn't mind being Barbara number two.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank
okay.
you so much, Kathy. You're
Take care.
Fun and amazing. I love her. So Sunshine Frost, I felt my cats on my back when I sleep sometimes, the passed away animals. So now I know this is really true. Johnny, this is really true. You should be aware.
Yeah, I felt that too.
Of that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so nice. Sunshine, isn't it nice that that is happening to us, that our animals are nuzzling us and all that? But could somebody maybe be afraid of it?
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, people can be afraid of just about anything. But, you know, the thing about it is animals are God's expression of love to us, and they really are part of the energetic journey. And so I've heard a lot of pastors speak about this from the pulpit, that animals do not have a soul and do not go to heaven. And I firmly against that belief, and I'm not on the fence at all. I connect to them. We had an actual alive the other night where I connected to probably more than 50 animals over the time that I've been doing TikTok. So, yeah, sometimes people try to trip me up and ask me questions like, how is Sam? And I'll say, well, Sam is a dog, not a human, and he's doing great. And I actually had a client fly from San Francisco, California to San Diego, California, come to my studio to try to trick me up, and told me that, now, when I do my readings, I don't know who I'm connecting to or what I'm doing. He actually came to my studio, Miss Barbara, with the hair of his dog. He was a handler for a German Shepherd and had got a dog tag tattooed with him. He had a dog tag with a dog's imprint on it and had the dog's name around his neck. But he didn't tell me. He told me it was a buddy of his that passed. The dog's name was Buddy. So during the reading, he told me his name was Buddy, that he was a German Shepherd, that he had the hair in his back pocket, and the guy was absolutely floored.
Oh, my gosh. And do you actually record your readings? That's a thing I think that some people do. Okay, all of them? That's a lot of recordings.
Oh, yes, it's a lot. Yes, I do my sessions through Zoom. I record the mediumship sessions. The life sessions are not recorded. The love, the soul path, the mini sessions where it's one or two questions, advice. No, I do not record those unless it is requested by a client, and then, yes, they can get a copy of it.
Okay. And you have a lot of different kinds of ways that we could help ourselves by tuning into you. Some of it we do pay for, but it's like a great deal. You were saying that you have a $99 special going on right now. What would a person get if we came to you and said, I want that? Like, how long? What is that about? Is it private?
Okay. So, yes, it is private. And so on my lives, I have $35 questions per night. Every night it's $35. And then I do two questions for $55. So it's a big savings. And that includes mediumship. So if you just want to know if someone is around you, you'd like one message from them just to confirm that they're really with you. We never know what's going to happen on these beautiful lives. It's amazing the connections we make. And occasionally I will do a free – every night we have contests. So if you just tune in and you pick the right number, you get a free reading. If you watch me enough and you follow and know a little bit. So I co-host this with Mr. Sunshine. So I am Sunshine Frost.
That's such a great idea. Mr. Sunshine.
Yeah, my
husband. Oh, you know what? I was going to ask you, well, who is the person who's, like, helping you? Because this is a lot of marketing as well, and to keep it all in order and flowing like the way you do, there's got to be a lot of work involved, and you're only one person. So So you have Mr. Sunshine?
I do. Mr. Sunshine has the best podcast radio voice in America. Absolutely. It's the best voice, honestly. He's in the other room. Call him into this. Next time I'm on, I'll have him in here with me because he is a grounding healer. I'm a master intuitive. So we work together with energy. He grounds it. He helps psychics, mediums, and intuitives ground nervous and anxious energy and to learn to control that anxious response so they can use their gift more fully. I educate them and give them the higher frequencies, which is the third eye and the gut brain. So together we help complete a whole course for them to really tune into their intuitiveness and make a career out of it if they choose.
Oh, that's good too. And a lot do.
Yes.
Because if they're already attuned to themselves to know, to actually call you, they already are open to it or a talent for it maybe.
A lot of people, they come to me like the $99 special, as you were asking. It's a 15-minute reading. It is, I say a prayer with every single person, so I am a Christian clairvoyant. I'm an international Christian clairvoyant. I'm represented as a Christian clairvoyant. I don't use divination of any kind. I was born with this gift, and I left medicine to pursue it full-time. I love what I do, and I'm here to be the voice that you do not ever need to choose God or intuition. They are one and the same, and that you can connect and never leave your faith behind, but use your faith as a shield to navigate your intuition in a positive way.
I love the word clairvoyant. Isn't it just pretty? I just, you know, if I could be any one of those, I would want to be, you know, you could be telepathic. You could be a lot of different things, clairvoyant. It sounds so beautiful. Where does this word actually derive from?
It's a French word, and it means clear viewing. So it's clairvoyant just means clair, and voyant means to view. And so a clairvoyant, rather than looking at crystals or a pendulum or cards or tarot leaves or runes, we actually use the theater of our minds and I allow the Holy Spirit to use my mind to create visual images, signs and symbols that recognize my psychic vocabulary to help me interpret things like, especially like Miss Kathy's cat. I mean, there's really no way without my ability to see things as a clairvoyant, a master clairvoyant, because I teach this skill also, I wouldn't have been able to see the color of the cats or how many there were or even the gender of them. That all came through clairvoyancy.
Okay, so say there is a person who wants to further their education, but they don't want to do it because they want to go try to make a living. They want to do it just to hone their own skills in life to be able to say, yes, I know it in my heart and my mind and soul. This is real. But then take it one step further. I want to do that because I look at people and I know for a fact already the answer. They can't even lie to me because the way I look at them, they know I already know. These kinds of things. I want to take it to the next level. By no means doing the show for 3 years, interviewing and having guest psychics on that Johnny, he has many, a long list. Hello. No. I know I don't want to do it, Sunshine Frost. I just don't. I admire you and you do it and you better people and better the world. But I just, you know, it's not for me. But I want to do just in my private life.
Yeah, so I actually believe that every single person was naturally imbued with an intuitive ability. Everybody's varies. I always talk about this. And on the One Tribe, which is our group, worldwide international group, the One Tribe, they're listening tonight. We love One Tribe. You're all
Hi,
over the world.
So, Hi, One
yeah,
Tribe. Always that. Listening.
Yeah, the One Tribe and I believe that everybody's born with this ability. Some people, I always say, we're all radios, we're all receiving, and we're all transmitting. But some people have a little longer antenna or a few extra stations. So how do we get those? I truly believe that intuitiveness is the path to success for every person. So if you're a business person, you need intuition. If you're a mother, you need intuition. If you're a husband, you really need intuition. And if you do anything where you invest money or even spend money, intuitively, you need intuition. It's really the guidepost for success in this world.
Now, would you like to take another caller now?
Yes, I would love it. Thank you.
Okay. Area code 253, you're live on the air with Psychic Sunshine Frost.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi. Wow, your show has been so great today. Sunshine, I've never heard of you before, and I've just been enjoying all the things that you've been sharing, and I'm definitely going to do your live show and check you out on TikTok. And both of the subjects you talked about were both high on my priority for questions. So I have a sick pet, and I also have a really toxic relationship that I've been trying to get him out of my life for. I've been divorced for 7 years.
I do want you to not tell me too much because I do my readings cold, but may I please have your name, age, and your sign, love?
Absolutely. My name is Deneen. I'm 57, and I'm a Gemini.
All right. So may I ask your question without any background story, just because I don't want to repeat back to you what you've already said to me. I want you to really know that we're plugging in to your angels and guides for your highest and best good, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
So what would you like to ask?
I would like to ask about a new relationship.
Okay.
And is it?
So there is a relationship, and that's kind of what I was going to say. And did you say your name is Deneen or Denise?
Deneen,
okay. So there is actually quite a toxic relationship from the past. I see three relationships in your lifetime. So were you married for quite a long period of time?
Yes.
And did you break up with him and get with a second partner that you broke up with also?
No. I had... I've had two significant relationships. Both were narcissistic.
Yeah, so that goes from back to the childhood is what they're showing me. And you giving and giving and giving and giving and then giving some more and hoping to fill up enough that they would eventually get full and reciprocate that love back, but it never happened. And eventually you had to make a decision that that was better to leave those situations. Fortunately, you're still attracting a little bit of that you're still attracting people that are takers rather than givers. You're not finding your reciprocal. So I do see a new relationship. Is that the man that you're calling in about tonight?
Yes.
Okay. And who's the P name? Or I don't know if this is Paul or Penny. Who's the P person that's around you?
Hi, it's Pam.
Pam. And who would Pam be?
Pam is one of my newest friends that I've been doing a lot of traveling with, and she is, in my opinion, magnificent.
Yeah, I was going to really say that Pam is kind of taking the place of a relationship for you right now.
Yes, she is.
So she's kind of actual. We don't have to always have these male-female dynamics to really find fulfillment and healing for our own selves. So she's getting you out of your shell and doing more with you in the last, it shows me the last what, 7 months or how long has this been that you guys have been traveling and really in this relationship?
Yeah, that's about right. We've really got, I mean, I've known her for a few years, but we've really started traveling the last probably 7 months.
So what they're saying is there is some relationships that are kind of on horizon, but what your guide is really saying is your angels and guides really want you to focus on yourself, Miss Deneen, and really enjoy feeling joy. Like, stop trying to, like, live for another person and be that person's everything and, you know, cook for him and clean for him and put all of his needs first. They really want you to explore that whole realm of love for yourself and to enjoy this. But yeah, I do see a person coming in, but I see this Pam being the more significant relationship at this time.
Okay.
You know,
all right,
because
so more of a wait.
So that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you too. All right. Are you able to answer one small question for me as well?
It's about your dog?
That's about the cat, Bugsy.
Okay. Okay, what's your question, okay. Love?
Is he going to be all right?
So these questions are very tough. I don't like to ask these.
Okay.
What is going on with the liver or the kidneys? Because there's like a chronic condition that he's been struggling with for quite a long while, and you didn't know about it immediately.
I still don't know about it. They can't figure out what's wrong with him.
They've checked him for cancer cells, correct, and kidney disease?
I don't know. I've had him to the vets a million times. He's just been really sick for the last week with a fever.
Yeah, there's definitely an infection. It's almost like a kidney stone or something stuck in the – I see something stuck in his body that needs to eliminate that's causing him an infection, and I don't see – put it that way. They do really need to find it. Is he under the treatment of antibiotics right now? No, nothing, right?
No, I am giving him antibiotics, yes.
And are they using a steroid also?
No steroid, no.
Okay. You know, I just see him being really sick, to be honest. I can't answer. That's between God always, whether something is going to transition or not. I never try to get myself leveraged into that position to call that out. But I would say that's between God and that animal. But he is very sick, and there's definitely something going on. It's almost like an abscess or a kidney stone. It's something that shouldn't be in the body that needs to expel itself. I'm not sure why they're not finding it, but I would still – I know he's on the antibiotic. Go ahead and finish that treatment. But if the fever does not subside in the next 48 hours, I would really say go back to the vet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate
right,
that.
Thank
you.
You're welcome. And I wish
thank you.
Good luck.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. You were amazing.
Thank you.
We think you are amazing too, Sunshine Frost. How does it feel helping so many people?
You know, I don't really help them. It's the Holy Spirit. I'm just here to be the vessel and the voice. It's not me doing it. It's always their angels and guides, and it's always God's plan. Yeah, he takes the credit.
I was thinking about your faith. Your faith, I was thinking, because you mentioned doing these shows, or not shows, but helping police and these investigations. And that's hard. A lot of psychics can't even go tread in those waters because it's so painful. But I think that your faith gets you through it. It gives you strength. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Every day of the Lord is a good day, and I give all power and glory to God, and I'm very grateful for this gift, and I just will never leave God out of it. That's where I stand.
I wish my mother could have met you because she was a strong Christian. She passed away about a year and a half ago. And I was getting through to her towards the end, the week before she passed away. She was opening herself up to the spiritual world because it's not bad. I mean, she wasn't thinking the spiritual world is bad, but you know all those years that people thought, psychic, that's sinful. There must have been some passage in the Bible that contorted
there
that.
Is.
Really?
There
Do you,
is.
Can you share that with us?
Yeah, Leviticus, it says, do not consort with necromancy, do not summon or conjure the dead, and that a witch, someone that practices witchcraft, should be taken out of the midst of the people and essentially stoned to death or exiled. And I don't practice any divination, and I also don't necromance. I don't speak to the dead directly. I don't conjure spirit or summon spirit. I do it in a very, very different way. I've always had the ability to see energy of those that have transitioned, and I've always seen it as a very beautiful, faith-inspiring thing that heaven truly is for real, and that we are soulful beings on a temporary journey. So when I look at how some transition, I don't let that be the deciding vote. I see them as alive. So, I mean, I see everyone that's transitioned as just as alive as we are, but in another dimension. So it doesn't.
Oh, I love that.
I think
you
it
know,
gets to me.
I have a
everything's
question.
I get it. I totally get that. What's
I have a question. Is it okay to ask her?
Yeah, go right ahead. Okay.
You know, I've heard that psychic readings in mediumship generate a very different set of emotions. Like, I've heard people say, like, when you are doing mediumship, that it kind of, it's almost, I don't know if it's hard to explain. It's like the psychic reading seems more like therapy, but you know, it seems like, this is what I get, that the mediumship seems a little more like a ceremonial type deal, if that makes any sense. Am I right about that?
You know, that could be for others. I never try to paint with a broad brush. I understand. I actually don't paint with a broad brush, so I really am never going to talk about how another person does it. I'm never going to condemn or confirm what anyone else does. I only speak personally about what I teach as a master intuitive. I actually don't go by the title of psychic mediumship because it does usually signify some type of divination, and I don't use any. So I go as a natural Christian clairvoyant, seer, which I actually am a seeress, which was in the Bible 8 times. There's 8 female seers in the Bible. And that gift is given as, you know, through a natural ability that was God-given. And so what I would say is I don't have a ceremony for mediumship. There is in the old days, now turn of the century, we had a lot of seancing. We had physical mediums. They would beat the table, rock the table, make the instruments, you know. It was a lot of fraud and a lot of fake.
Right.
And that really led to this terrible misrepresentation of the entire intuitive field. So I don't subscribe
right.
to that. I don't subscribe to it, nor do I defend it. It is what it is. That's not what I do,
okay.
But I understand.
Let's make a note of that, Shawnee. And I just want to tell everybody, since we're coming to a close, that all these links, these very important links, to Sunshine Frost and Life, Laughter, Happiness that we mentioned on the show. We're just going to put them all below the description of the show. So you can easily find them there instead of rattling them off right now. But this has been so wonderful. And Johnny, may I please speak for 30 seconds?
Go right ahead.
Thinking I'm going to be interrupted by you. Okay.
I will
Thank
be.
You. Oh, thank you. So this was a wonderful show, and I would love to talk more about that part of it. But my mother was open to the spiritual world right before she was dying. A lot more, I mean, the world of maybe seeing an angel, a spirit. And then she did. I was encouraging it. She did see angels 2 times. And now that she opened herself up to that right before she died, that made me handle the death so much more, which you were just saying. You see everybody alive. Since this all has happened to me in this short amount of time, a year and a half ago, I realized this, and I am not just devastated to where I can't even live, I can't even function because my best friend mother died. I feel her. I feel like she is not really dead. And you are the only other one that, like, maybe understands that. That's how I feel, too. So I love it, and I'm so glad my mom was smart enough to know to not believe every, you know, thing from the whole history that was, of course, horrible, burned witches at the stake, for goodness sakes. People, the time is now. To have your favorite psychic medium. And no, hey, you know what? I go one step further. I have a favorite natural Christian clairvoyant. And her name is Sunshine Frost. So there you go.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's just been a joy. I really enjoy coming on the show. You guys are just wonderful. And it's kind of neat to work with different energies. And mm-hmm. It's always nice to get to new callers, and we are going to be starting our own podcast, so we're going to do some cross-promotion. Mr. Sunshine just came in. I wanted to give him a little chance to say hello. Say hello to Barb and Johnny.
Hello, Barb.
Let's hear
hello,
your
Johnny.
Voice.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Mr. Sunshine. Oh, Mr. Sunshine. Wow. We can't wait to have you on next time.
Oh, well, thank you.
He's a Leo just like you, Barb.
I felt that energy. Isn't that strange? I felt like this whole golden aura was entering the room. Well, thanks, you guys. Well, you are amazing, and you do amazing things every single day. And you love it. And I'm so glad to know you and have you as our Life, Love, Your Happiness personal clairvoyant, you know, and clairvoyant team. We've got, you know, the One Tribe. You can find out all of this. Tell us, like, two things. We've got the TikTok down, but the other thing where you want to send everybody to that can find out everything about you.
You would just go to, give them the website.
www.sunshinefrost.com.
How easy is that? Oh, my gosh. And, by the way, it is her real name.
Yes.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much. Good night. And we will see you on TikTok right now. Thank you, Johnny.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a wonderful night. God bless everyone.